Good morning. Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. Hi. I'm coming to you as I do every week, kind of just with what's here in the moment. And yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a tough time. I'm not going to lie to you. I've just had a lot of losses over the past months. And as I said to you last week, I lost a beloved job that I had, and didn't realize how much that would impact the sense of like having a grounding, having a footing in the world, having a sense of security. Of course, I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? It's like the not just the financial security and the health insurance, but the having a place in the world, like having a constant. And in this case, that was a particular job that I loved so much that called out. You know, I've been talking to you over the last number of weeks about different ways that we can call out parts of ourselves, and having this job. Wait, let me turn down this music. It's actually, I'll just turn it off. This job called out parts of me that were encouraging to others and positive and joyful. And it's interesting, you know, the having that container to do that and then not having it and looking for how do I call that part out of, you know, myself when there's nothing from outside asking it of me. That's a really big question. I think it's one I'll explore more, certainly, you know, with you guys as time goes on. I'm going to keep this particular Sunday Lovegram a little bit shorter. I'm thankfully going to be traveling first thing tomorrow morning to be facilitating a women's retreat, a workshop at a women's retreat, I should say. And so I'm recording this in advance of Sunday so that I can schedule it for you. And I've told you guys this before, but I get anxious when I travel. I don't know, just getting all the planning and the preparation. And I think there's also something a little bit where it's like a sense of being untethered that can come from travel. For me, I know it's not the same for everybody, of course, but for me, and so I've got a little bit of a compound effect going right now of feeling rather ungrounded. And so I want to thank you because showing up for you, getting this Lovegram recorded right now is a way to plant my feet. And I tell you this a lot, but I really mean it. I don't ever forget how important you are in my life. This is one of those structures, right? Getting to connect, getting to talk about things that are real and that matter. And so thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the other side of this. So what I decided to do today to make this both something that would support me and hopefully you, is I want to play it sounds funny to say this, but I want to play a poem for you. I recently rediscovered a CD of some poems by David White, and this one is particularly important to me at the moment. It has to do with faith, and whatever that means to you, whatever that means to me, faith as in, I'll just play it for you and then we'll see if there's anything more to be said. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't. But this is from a CD called Close to Home. And again, it's David White.
I want to write about faith, about the way the moon rises over cold snow, night after night. Faithful, even in its fading from fullness. Faithful, even in its fading from fullness, slowly becoming that last curving and impossible slither of light before the final darkness. But I have no faith myself, I do not give it the smallest entry. Let this, then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith. I want to write about faith. I want to write about faith. About the way the moon rises over cold snow, night after night, faithful, even in its fading from fullness. Slowly becoming that last curving and impossible slither of light before the final darkness. But I have no faith myself. I do not give it the smallest entry. Let this, then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith.
I hope you're okay. It goes on for, I think another reading of it. But I love it. I think it's so beautiful the way he shifts the music, changes his reading of it a little bit each time. I like to have my hands on my heart while I'm listening, close my eyes. Maybe try that and take a nice deep breath. Really caring for yourself as you're listening.
I want to write about faith, about the way the moon rises over cold snow, night after night, faithful even in its fading from fullness, faithful even in its fading from fullness. Slowly becoming that last curving and impossible slither of light before the final darkness. But I have no faith myself. I do not give it the smallest entry. Let this, then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith. Let this, then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I find it to be such a beautiful poem, you know, and such a, I think a prayer too, right? In a way, it's an invitation, it's a prayer, it's a poem to, you know, to invite ourselves. I love that idea of, you know, just a tiny opening. I remember years and years and years ago, I was listening to a Carolyn Mace audio, and she was talking about, you know, having faith. And she was saying, if just one tiny, small corner of your heart, you could open to this faith. And I've thought of that many, many times over all these years. And I think his poem is inviting the same thing. Sometimes when things feel so overwhelming or big, or, you know, like it might be impossible to try to return home to ourselves. His CD is called Close to Home. When it seems like it might be really hard to come home to ourselves, that if we can just open a tiny bit. And I invite that for you today, whether, you know, things are feeling hard and challenging, sad, maybe confusing, uncertain, or if you're feeling steady and strong and like even if you're feeling, you know, expansive, what happens when you open just a little bit more, right? Like in any of those circumstances, I think partly it's the invitations to ourselves that really help to support us. And during this time, as you all know, because I've been talking about it for a long time, with so many losses in my life, I've really been turning to what I was talking to you about last week that I just want to leave you with again, which is turning to being the person who can support the person who's going through a hard time. You know, honey, what can I do? Honey, what do you need? Whoop!
I want to write about faith.
Sorry, I was distracted by my computer and wanted to just focus on you. Yeah, how can I turn to myself and say, what do you need? And in this morning, it was this poem, and it was connecting to you. And I I leave you with such a deep, deep, deep gratitude. I wish I could reach through this audio and give you a big hug and just really have that real personal connection. But I feel you. I feel your energy. I feel your spirit. I thank you for all of the kind notes and support you send. And I'm so glad we're here together. Sending love. Bye-bye.